We are joined right now by the head coach of the Washington Wizards, entering his fourth season with the Wizards. He led Washington to the Southeast Division title and two playoff appearances so far. He was the NBA champion as a player. He was the NBA coach of the year. We consider him a good friend of the program. Scott Brooks is my guest. Scott, it is so good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, what's happening, man? Everything's good here in Vegas.
Good. Glad to hear it. I'm going to ask you about Vegas, but before we get into the business of basketball and the offseason, man, bring me up to date. Scott, how's your life been, and have you been able to find some time to relax since the end of the regular season, or is that pretty much impossible?
I think it's pretty much impossible until usually after the summer league, but it's been pretty busy and hectic, but we've made a bunch of changes to our organization. Our players, and we drafted a couple of really good players and picked up some players in free agency. So we're excited. We've kind of changed everything around. I think we only have like probably four players from last season's squad.
Scott Brooks joining us. So there's some significant change. Let me ask you this. Summer League is underway. Obviously, it's a lot different from the days back at Loyola Marymount where you made your name in the Summer League. In fact, take me back. What do you remember about those days? What were they like?
Well, I told this story the other day. You know, the thing about when I came up, it was 1987, there was two divisions. There was an NBA division with all the NBA teams, and there was a free agent division. And I wasn't drafted after seven rounds of the NBA draft, and they said, hey, you want to play in the free agent division? You have to pay, like, your fee, $275 or $350. So I ended up doing that. They guarantee there's going to be tons of scouts. There's going to be coaches all throughout the world watching your games. And so our first game was, like, on a Sunday. Like a Thursday morning at 8 a.m., and the only people in the stands were parents of the players and their girlfriends. There was nobody there. Now you come to Vegas, there's sellout crowds, there's coaches everywhere, there's general managers, there's owners. This is the place to be. It's exciting. It's changed, and it's changed for the better. It gives players a great platform to really perform and get a chance to make money wherever it's not in the NBA or overseas.
Scott Brooks, my guest. Speaking of money, so if you had to pay your own way back in the day, I mean, did you have that kind of money for the Summer League back in the day?
No, I had a loan. I'm not a loan. I was given it from one of my close friends and mentors and guys I've been with for the last 35 years, Chris Valley. He gave me the money. I lived with him in the summer, him and his wife and his son. They took care of me. They fed me, and they gave me my sack lunch every morning on my way to Loyola Marymount, and I stayed there every day, all day. And I ended up finding an opportunity, and I got the training camp that season with the Philadelphia 76ers and played a decade in the NBA. So it's kind of been a great run.
That's amazing. Scott Brooks joining us. He's the head coach of the Wizards. You know, before he got to the Sixers, you had played in Albany with Bill Musselman and then in Fresno before he got that opportunity with the Sixers. When you look back, Scott, to your days in Albany and Fresno, what were those days like? What do you remember most from then?
I remember Coach Musselman. Bill Musselman was my coach. He was my first professional coach, and I'm so thankful that he gave me so much knowledge and so much. He was determined to go 54-0, and I'm like thinking as a player, this guy's nuts. There's no way we're going to go 54-0. And you know what? We went 48-6, and those six losses, it was like a nightmare. It was like we were the worst team ever. I was the worst player ever. So he gave you so much. He gave you confidence, and then he gave you toughness. Losing wasn't acceptable, and that was a great experience. He's a great coach. You know, rest in peace. And you know, Eric is going to do a good job in Arkansas. But it was a great time for me and my time at the 6-4 and under league in Fresno. Ted Owens, who was just celebrating his 90th birthday, and I could not make it. Or it's actually next week. I can't make it. But another great coach and a great friend and a mentor.
Scott, your journey is amazing. I really appreciate your thoughts on that. All right, so you're coming off a season that did not go the way that you or anybody would have expected or wanted, and it was highlighted by the fact that you lost John Wall to ankle surgery in January and then, of course, a ruptured Achilles a few weeks later. I know you're focused on the future, but as you look back on last season, a really challenging season, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Yeah, we had high expectations going into the last season. It was going to be like I thought we had a chance to really compete. We shored up a couple issues that we needed to get better at, rebounding and paint protection, and then we acquired Dwight Howard, who had a great year the year before, averaged like 17 and 13, played in like 80 games. Unfortunately for us, he was hurt all year. He played eight games. And then John Wall, you know, he's a five-time All-Star, as tough as they come, wants to play every game. He played 30, missed over 50 games, and out of those 30, he probably should only play 10, but he wanted to you know, fight through it. And but you know what? With all that being said, it gave the other guys opportunities. We didn't have the season we wanted to have, but nobody made excuses. Those are factual things that it's hard to overcome when you're talking about two of your important starters that are going to miss basically an entire season. But Bradley Beal stepped up. He's really improved his game. His leadership really improved. And, you know, he's a tremendous player. And he's only 25. That's the crazy thing. He's 25, and he's going to get a lot better.
Scott Brooks is the Wizards head coach. He joins us once again. Scott, you, of course, selected Rui Hachimura with the 9th pick in the draft. I know you're a big fan of his. You've talked about how much you love him. What is it about his game that you like so much?
He's steady. He's solid. He comes to work every day. We had an off day 2 days ago. He felt he didn't play well the game before. And we had an off day, and it was him, myself, and another coach. And we worked for an hour. I mean, to me, I love that type of stuff. You know, there's all kinds of ways to get better, but the only way that you can get better consistently is putting the work in. There's no magic video or vitamin that you can take. You got to, it's sweat equity. You got to be on the court as a player, the same thing as a coach, and you got to be with the players. And I love his demeanor on the court. He's almost like Kawhi-like, where he can make a great play you don't know. He has a bad play you don't know. He just wants to play the next play mentality. I love the guy. What a pleasant to be around. He's so humble, so respectful, and the Japanese fan base are obviously in love with him from what he has done already in Gonzaga. He's well coached, but our fan base has already fallen in love with him. I think he's going to be a good addition to our program.
We are talking to Scott Brooks. So you have him, you've got a superstar in John Wall, another star in Bradley Beal, and a star who has attended some of the team's pre-draft workouts. So what's it say about Beal that he does that, and what kind of insight do you get from him when he does scout a player?
You know what? He knows the game. He loves the game. He coaches his AAU team back in St. Louis. He wants to be around the game a lot. That's a crazy thing. Him and John, they know high school kids. They know, like, where this kid's going to go to high school. I'm like, where and why do you guys even, like, find the time and want to even know about it? He said they love it. Like, Brad, he's been with a lot of our workouts, and he's come to Vegas and had 3 great workouts with our young players the last 10 days. So it's been great. He's shown, like, tremendous growth as a player. But I just really have a lot of respect for who he is as a person. That guy is just one of the great guys in the league and one of the best players in the league.
And Scott, Isaiah Thomas joined the team also this summer. I know the two of you spent some time together recently and had what you described as some, quote, real talk. You both played the same position, of course. What was that conversation like, and what did you take away from it?
I just wanted to know where his mind was. And I know just looking at him and following his career, I kind of knew what he would be thinking and then where his mind would be, but I wanted to hear from him. And that guy, the reason why he's so good and the reason why he was, you know, drafted the 60th pick and been traded a few times and had, you know, a monster 2-year stretch or 3-year stretch in Boston, and is his toughness. That guy is tough, man. He gets up every time he gets knocked down, and this is another opportunity for him to get up. I thought he had a year last year where he got healthy. He was on a team that's really good, coached by Coach Malone. They were like number 1 seed, and they didn't want to mess things up. So he was ready, but I like the fact that he has something to prove, and I want to be part of that journey with him. And I think he's going to be a great addition at that spot along with Ish Smith.
Scott Brooks, my guest. Scott, one last thought. I know you're focused on your own team. I know you've got to be very careful about what you say about other teams and players. All right, that said, with that set up, with the reports that Russell Westbrook is being dealt to Houston, it feels like the end of an era in OKC. You and I had so many conversations when you were there. You were a part of that heyday with that team. As you look back, what kind of thoughts do you have about OKC?
Well, I have nothing but love, you know, from the fan base, the city, and all the shot staff. It would be a great opportunity. I had 7 incredible years, probably, you know, other than we didn't win a championship, but we were the youngest team, one of the youngest teams to ever get to the finals, and we were on our way. And then we just had, you know, unfortunate luck with some injuries and, you know, a tough trade. But, you know, Russell Westbrook is one of my favorite players ever to coach. That guy, I like guys that, you know, I'll tell you what, he's going to take 3-4 really tough shots and bad shots, but he's going to give you great effort every single night. And I don't care. I mean, he's one of the few guys that can play back-to-back in the same day. That's how much energy, that's how much passion, and that's how much intensity he has for the game. I have nothing but respect for Sam and what they've done, but, you know, it was time. And unfortunately for me, I got fired during that stretch, but that's part of being a coach. That's part of being a player. You get traded and you just have to deal with it, move on and learn from it.
Preach. Scott Brooks, my guest, an NBA Coach of the Year and NBA champion as a player, entering his fourth season with the Wizards, and expectations are high once again. It's going to be a really, really interesting year. Scott, it is so good to have you back in the jungle. I miss talking to you. Really nice to have you. Thanks so much for doing it.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you, man.
You too, Scott. Appreciate you. Always have. Scott Brooks, that was a great conversation. Really, really good. And as I mentioned, a good friend of the jungle. He's been doing the show for years. 1-800-636-8686. Real quickly, off to a really good start.